This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
We all have natural evil desires, and we best not ignore that. In order for us to know the Holy Spirit's guidance, we have to deal with them decisively. We need to nail them to Christ's cross. These desires include obvious sins such as sexual immorality and witchcraft. They also include less obvious ones such as ambition and anger and envy. Look, ignoring our sins and refusing to deal with them, it's going to prevent us from inheriting the kingdom of God. We need to deal with them. We're in Galatians chapter 5. Picking it up in verse 19, Paul's giving us a short list. He says, "But when you follow your own wrong inclinations, your lives will produce these evil results: impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasure, idolatry, spiritism, that is encouraging the activity of demons, hatred and fighting, jealousy and anger, constant effort to get the best for yourself, complaints and criticism, the feeling that everyone else is wrong except those in our own little group, and there'll be, of course, wrong doctrine, envy, murder, drunkenness, wild parties, and all this sort of things. Let me tell you again," he says in verse 21, "as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God." So if you've been with us as we've been going through this chapter 5 of Galatians, we now stand here at the end of this chapter and can't help but ask, well, how do we know where we are? I mean, how do we know where we really stand as an individual? Well, we need to check out whether the works of the flesh are evident in our lives. Paul gives us, as I said, this short list, and it's not an exhaustive one, but it's a little bit of a mirror that we can look into and see if we see our reflection. Again, things like adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and things like that. But the bottom line in all of this, and Paul is quite blunt and he's quite stark, he says those who practice these things are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Now, that's not a legalistic stamp. That's just a reflection of what we are inside. If this is being reflected, then that's what's inside us. Now, before you start saying, well, that's not me because, you know, I haven't killed anyone, I haven't indulged in adultery or witchcraft, let's look at that list again before we move away from it. What about uncleanness? Because that means impurity of lustful thoughts. What about selfish ambitions? How about causing dissensions? And that's actually better translated divisions. Have you ever caused divisions? Are you envious? Is there jealousy, idolatry, hatred, outbursts of anger? Yeah, those hit a little closer to home, don't they? And the fact is, many of us know these things are part of our lives, and yet we still refuse to acknowledge the truth of Scripture, and we just kind of blindly turn away because it concerns us. Now, this does not mean those guilty of these things cannot be saved. It just means that if these things are a practice in our lives, not all of them, but any of them, we must take a look at ourselves and question our salvation. Verse 22 going on says, "But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He'll produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And here there is no conflict with Jewish laws." So Paul gives us what is the flip side. You know, the things we should be manifesting. We need to walk in the Spirit. And if we do, we'll have the attributes of the Spirit. Things like love and joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. How about these things? Does this describe your life? Now, these good and bad attributes, they're not a shopping list. They're not a do and don't do directory for you to write down and then try to follow the good ones and shun the bad ones, because you know what? You can't. Only the Spirit of God can do these things, so the choice is obvious. Walk in the Spirit or walk in the flesh. Which is it going to be? Bringing this chapter to a close, he says, those who belong to Christ have nailed their natural evil desires to the cross and crucified them there. If we're living now by the Holy Spirit's power, let us follow the Holy Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Then we won't need to look for honors and popularity, which only lead to jealousy and hard feelings. This journey we've been going through in chapter 5 of Galatians is not meant to be a safari for you. The way to this ladder list, well, it's simply straight up salvation. The attributes of the second list is through salvation. Those who are saved want to walk in the Spirit, and the Spirit wants to walk with us. When we are reborn, we crucify the flesh and all of its passions and its flesh. This does not mean a perfect Christian walk. How I wish it did. But do not be a fool in this, gang. Salvation means a changed life, and if we say we live in the Spirit of God, then we must be walking in that same Spirit. So do we understand what that means? To actually walk in the Spirit of God? To do this, we must constantly count ourselves dead to this world. If we remain in our conceit, if we remain in our pride, we frankly stand to lose everything.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Pastor Tim Dodson or Believers City Church, go to believerstogether.com.